This goes to Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 810-275-0307. Regarding Judith Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S, date of birth 9/26/1947. Dear Ms. Snyder, this is a consultation for Mrs. Perkins, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, first noted in September of 2024. She believes that her creatinine levels were normal prior to the time that she went into atrial fibrillation, which was September of 2024. She did have a very rapid ventricular rate of 180 to 190 when atrial fibrillation occurred. And she's been seeing Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, for cardiology, for management of the atrial fibrillation. She also had problems with hyponatremia, and that has improved since her hydrochlorothiazide was stopped. She did end up having to go, she had a cardioversion for the atrial fibrillation that was only successful for a few days. And then she went back into the atrial fibrillation rhythm. She was on flecainide, 50 milligram twice a day, but that wasn't especially helpful in controlling the rate in the atrial fibrillation. And so she did have a permanent pacemaker placed December of 2024. And so far the rhythm has stayed in the normal sinus rhythm after that was done. She did have an echocardiogram done 10-9 of 24. It showed a normal ejection fraction of 69.4, mild mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation with RSVP of 30.9 millimeters of mercury, and mild aortic regurgitation, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction was also noted. Today she's here with her daughter, and she's also been started on Lexapro daily. She doesn't know the exact dose, but that's been helping a lot in controlling anxiety. It also keeps her blood pressure more controlled. She denies headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea on exertion, no orthopnea or PND, no history of asthma, no wheezing or cough, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no past history of diabetes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response in September of 24, hyperlipidemia, hyponatremia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and anxiety. Past surgical history, she had a permanent pacemaker placed December of 2024, a right total knee replacement, a bilateral cataract removal, a history of right ankle fracture and surgical repair, and a cardioversion for the atrial fibrillation. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She quit smoking or quit drinking alcohol when the atrial fibrillation started. She did used to enjoy 2 to 3 beer per weekend with her husband prior to that time. She is married and lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for stroke, hypertension, asthma, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 milligram daily, Ativan 1 milligram as needed for severe anxiety, Amarodione 200 milligram daily, and Lexapro 1 daily. Physical exam, height 60 inches, weight 138 pounds, pulse is 94. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an S3 auscultated, but no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, and no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, pedal pulse is 2+ bilaterally, no neuropathy. Sensation and motion are intact of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 13th, 2024. Creatinine improved. It's 1.2 with estimated GFR of 47. 10-9 of 24, creatinine was 1.43, GFR 38. 9-29 of 24, creatinine 1.1 and GFR 52. Calcium 8.5, sodium 137, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 23.8. Hemoglobin 12.4, and this is 11-13 of 24. Normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Magnesium 1.8. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. And 9-28 of 24, urine osmolality was low at 200. Urine sodium was 46. In the normal range. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. 2, hypertension. And 3, history of hyponatremia. We would like her to repeat all the labs now, and we'll repeat the urine sodium and urine osmolality, as well as a random urine protein to creatinine ratio. Then every 3 months thereafter, if the levels are stable. She's going to be scheduled for a recheck visit within the next 6 months also. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.